Welcome to We Coach. I'm Lori, and today we're going to be using interval training techniques to burn massive calories and improve total body functionality. Begin standing in chest-deep water. Let's get started. We're going to start with a jog here, lifting the right knee and left, right and left. To warm up the body, just slice the water, pressing the heels down with every step. To help you get the coordination of this move, let's touch the opposite knee as it comes up. There it is, right knee and left, right and left. Are you pressing those heels down? Sink into every step. That's it, give me four more. Three, two. Now take the right leg a little ahead of the left. This might feel like a rocking jog with the body weight shifting forward and back. That's it, keep it going. Four more jogs, three, two. Take the left foot ahead of the right. You still have that body weight shifting front to back. Nicely done. Let's move to our next foot position. Feet are wide. Pressing those heels down. Toes are forward. We're moving into our next foot position here. Turn the toes out. You want to draw your heels up under the body. Really feel the inside of the legs working with this one. That's it. Four more. Three. Two. Let's move to a jumping jack. Jumping jack, the arms and legs are moving together. Here it is. They go out and in, your arms are under the water. We should still have a slice here as we're getting warmed up. Give me four more jacks, three. We're gonna change the hand position. The hands will reach out in front. Hands up in front and pull down. Reach up, pull down, up, pull down. Do you still have those jumping jack legs? Nicely done. One more change in hand position. The hands are just below the surface of the water. They're still slicing, but they're moving open and close. Relax the shoulders. Keep those heels pressing down. Give me four more jacks, three. We're gonna review the jog with the 5 foot positions. Take it right knee and left, right and left. Feet are just under the shoulders to start. Do you remember the next one? That's it, right foot a little ahead of the left. Your arms are reaching, alternating with the legs. Four more with the right foot forward. After two, left leg ahead now. It's that body rocking front to back. Rocking jog. That's the way to do it. Can you make a fist now? Move a little bit more water. As you take the legs wide here, wide jog, it's right knee and left, right and left. Heels are pressing down every time. And the last one, toes are out, drawing those heels up under the body. Super job. You should be moving a little bit more water now. Four to go. Three, two, jumping jacks one more time. Jack out, jack in, Jack out, jack in. Arms are under the water. Shoulders are relaxed. Now this is an interval workout, so we're gonna practice moving a little bit more water. Let's do it. Work it out and in, out and in. Come on, moving more water. Four more, that's it. Four to go. Three, two, back to nice and easy. Jacking out, jacking in. So remember those intensity changes. As we move into the high intensity sets through the workout, I want you to get your energy up and move lots of water. To begin, let's get those hips nice and loose. Take the right foot ahead of the left. You're in a lunge position. Your left hand is reaching front to back. Nice and easy, here it goes. Move it up to the front and back. Slicing the water, easy does it. Forward and back. It's like you're on a clock face, reaching that hand from 12 o'clock back to 6 o'clock. Relax the arm. Elbow soft, shoulder soft. That's it. Make a fist if you like to move more water. Now let's take that hand side to side. On that clock face, you're reaching from 3 to 9 o'clock. It's moving nice and slow, moving to one side and then the other. Side to side. That hand is still slicing. Super job. Okay, here's the next one with a little bit more intensity. Still going side to side, but you're moving a little bit more water. Give me four and three. After two, now you're circling just below the surface of the water. The hand is moving clockwise and counterclockwise. It's going nice and slow. As your hand reaches back, let the hips follow. That back heel is lifting up and down. Four to go. Three. Two. Now keep the feet where they are, but moving the right hand front to back. Nice and slow. Up and back. You're slicing the water. Feel the water nice and easy. If you want to make a fist, and move more water you can. That's up to you. Give me four more. Now take that same hand side to side, reaching right to left. Nice and slow to the other side. Side to side, reach. If you want to allow more range into the hips, let the hip move away from the reaching leg. Relax into the move. This should feel good through the hips. Next up, let's take that hand and reach it clockwise and counterclockwise. Your body's following along with that reaching hand. Still slicing. Soften the knees, soften the hips. Just a couple more here, you got four. Then we're gonna move into our first interval. You ready for it? It's a run in 5 foot positions. Give me a run. Knees up, up. Feet are shoulder distance to start. That's it, push and pull that water. You should be making a fist. White water around you. Let's take the right leg ahead of the left. Up and down, push those legs. You're doing a great, great job. You're working hard. Next foot position, left leg forward, knees up and down. Come on, make white water around you. Four more in this foot position, 3 seconds. For two, take the feet nice and wide. Can you up and down, nice and strong with those hands, pushing and pulling the water? Four to go for three. Here's the next one, toes are out. Remember to draw those heels up under the body. Really pump the legs up and down. You should really feel this one. Okay, you learned 5 foot positions. What's your favorite? You got final 15 seconds. You choose. Right leg forward, left, or is it wide? Maybe it's toes out. It's up to you. Give me 4, 3, 2, you made it. Go into a lunge position. This time, the left leg is ahead of the right. The right hand is reaching front to back. Front to back. Nice and easy. Slice the water, relax the shoulder. Next up, it's that side to side reach. On the clock face, it's 3 to 9. Relax the hips. Let the hips move away from the reaching hand. Can you cover a little bit more distance? You should feel no pain in the knees. If you feel any discomfort, just tighten up the range. Next up, hand clockwise, counterclockwise. You're reaching just below the surface. As you reach, let your hip follow the reaching hand. Nice and slow, around the corner, and then return. That's the way to do it. Keep it there. Feet stay where they are. The other hand moves now front to back. The left hand, it's reaching 12 to 6. Up to the front and behind the body. Keep your hips facing forward as you reach. Can you cover more distance? Feel the stretch through the shoulder, hips maybe all the way down to the ankles. Next up, it's side to side. Here it is, reaching from 3 o'clock and then over to 9 o'clock. A nice straight line. As you reach, the hips stay facing forward. The knees are soft, body nice and relaxed. Next up, that clockwise, counterclockwise, reach just below the surface. Remember with this one, your hips are relaxed and they're following that reaching hand. Nice and slow. Get the stretch you need. We want those hips nice and loose for the next interval coming up. 4 more seconds. 3, 2, ready for it? We're back to that run. 5 foot positions. Start with the feet shoulder distance. Feet up and down. Press those heels to the floor for 4. Just 3. After 2, right foot forward. Let's go. Up and down. White water. Move it. You've got 4 more. 3. Take the left foot ahead of the right. Knees up and down, up and down. Making waves. Come on, you're halfway through. Take those feet wide for me. Can you reach that opposite knee with the hand? You're really moving water now. Just 4, 3. Next up, toes out, heels are up under the body, come on. This is my favorite. You should really feel those inner thighs working as you push and pull. Now think about which one do you want a little bit more of. Final 15 seconds, let's go. You choose those foot positions. After four, you get to slow it down. Come on, 3 seconds. Just two. You made it. Here's a nice recovery for you. We're gonna take the right foot and tap it just behind the body, and then come back to standing position. Tap the foot back, stand up. Tap it back, stand up. Now as you tap back, let the right hand reach forward. Your fingertips are stretching away from the moving leg. Let's try it on the left. Toe tap back. Again, tap back. Two more times, tap back. And last one, let's add the arm. Left hand and left leg are moving. Toe tap back as the hand reaches front. We're trying to increase the distance between the left fingertips and the left toes. Here we go, back to the right side. This time tap to the back right corner and do it again. Back right corner. Two to go. One more here. Let's add the arm next time. Right foot back, right arm across. It's reaching on a diagonal line. Stretch, reach, reach, and then stand nice and tall. Reach again and tall. Switching sides, left leg taps back. Just starting with the leg. That left leg is reaching to the back left corner. That's away, couple more. And we'll add the hand next time. Here it is, tap back and reach front. Do it again. Your left hand and leg are reaching on a diagonal line. Last one. Go back to that right leg. This time, it's across behind. It's like a curtsy. Right leg to the back, left corner. Tapping back. One more here. Let's add the arm next time. Tap back. And arms reach. Use your arms to reach, how they can help you balance as that right leg crosses behind. Well done. Let's try it on the left. Left leg taps back. This time it's to the back right corner. You should feel like you're doing a single leg squat on the right leg as the left leg moves behind. Add those arms. As the leg goes, arms are reaching across the body to help you balance. Arms are reaching front, leg is back. Well done. Do you remember those jumping jacks from the warm-up? We're back to jacks. Jack out, jack in, jack out, jack in. Legs and arms moving together. We're moving into our next interval phase. This one's a little bit longer than the first. You're gonna work hard here. Let's up the intensity. Make a fist with the hands, or maybe a palm. It's up to you. Ready for it? Moving more water. Let's go. Jack out, jack in. Push, pull, push, pull. Four more, nice and strong for four. Three, two. Now jumping jacks, nice and easy. This time reach the hands to the front. Both hands are reaching up and pulling down with those jack legs. That's it. Now keep that move. Add a little bit more intensity. Lift, pull, lift, pull. Come on. Four more, strong like this. Let's do it. Four. Next up, sweeping arms just below the surface. Nice and easy to start. Take a breath, slice the water, get those shoulders over the hips. Now ready? Move more water, push, pull, push, pull. The hands are just below the surface. You should see lots of waves here. Three to go. Nicely done, and go easy. Now, this hand combination puts together the lift up, sweep back, lift front, sweep back. Okay, you got your rehearsal? Let's move more water, lift up, pull back, lift, pull. You're doing fantastic. Keep moving that water. Nice, easy jacks, you earned it. We're gonna go through all four of those one more time. I think you can move a little bit more water this time, can you? Let's get that heart rate up. Here it is, 8, nice and strong. Move that water. 4 more, nice and strong, 4 to go. Super job, nice and easy. Let's set up that next hand position. 2 hands reaching forward and down, forward and down. It's a lift, front, pull, back. Ready, set, move, more water, lift up, pull down, lift, pull. That's the way to do it, just 4 more. Almost there. Let's see those sweeping hands just below the surface. Only 2 more sets to go in this interval. Easy. Are you ready for it? Here we go again. Open strong, pull front. Are you using a fist? Maybe an open palm? Whatever it is, you're working to your max. And nice and easy, lift the hands up, sweep back, lift and sweep. This is the final one for this interval, so I want you to move maximum water. Ready, 4, 3, 2, let's go. All right, that was fantastic. Let's get that right leg forward. Take a little bit of a break here. A little bit of a lunge position. Your left hand is drawing a figure eight. That figure eight is moving towards the front leg and towards the back. It's a single hand. It's nice and relaxed. I want you to feel this motion coming through the core, into the hips, maybe even down into the ankles. Make it a little bit bigger each time. Now, clasp those hands together. 2 hands are drawing a figure eight. Your range just got a little bit smaller. Soften into that move. We're gonna pick up the intensity a little bit. 4 more of these, and 3. Keep those hands moving together, but separate them so that you can move more water. Maybe you wanna add a little speed here as you push and pull with those figure eights. It's up to you. Do you need a little bit more range of motion, or are you going for strength? Just 3 here. After 2, guess what? We're moving into another interval. It's a cross-country ski. Arms and legs moving in opposition, front to back. That's it, ski. Now you choose your hand position. This is a quick one. It's only 45 seconds, 4. After 3, can you ramp up the intensity for me? More water moving. Grab that water, push and pull. Your arms and legs should be moving equal distance and front to back. 4, 3, ramp it up one more time. Final 15 seconds, come on. You're almost there. You made it, left leg ahead now. You're in a lunge position. The right hand is drawing a figure eight now. That single hand is drawing a figure eight towards the front leg and then the back leg. nice and relaxed. This speed is up to you. Trying to get a little bit more motion with every reach. Let's put the hands together. Your range is going to be reduced. Those two hands are drawing a figure eight now. Hands clasped together. Keep it in a pain-free range as you go. Take the hands apart. They're still moving together. Drawing that figure eight pattern with a little bit more speed. A little bit more strength. Keep that figure eight going at the pace you choose. A few more seconds here. We're gonna do another ski interval. It's another quick one. Show me your ski. Front to back reach. Legs and arms moving opposition. Do you slice? Maybe a fist or an open palm. Whatever it is, take it up a notch. Moving that water, come on. Front to back, push and pull. Let's take it up again. More water, move it. Okay, I think I got one more in ya. Come on, push and pull. Final 15 seconds. What do you got left? You get a recovery after this. Just 3 seconds. Two. Way to go. Let's sit to stand. Imagine a chair is behind you, and you sit back, and then you stand up tall. As the hips go back, the hands go front. The hips are reaching away from the fingertips. Now keep that sit to stand. As you sit, look to the right. As you sit, look to the left. The hands are still reaching in front, but your head is looking to the right as you sit, to the left as you sit. Now let the hands join you. The hands are reaching right, the hands are reaching left. The hands and the eyes are moving together. You got 4 of these. 3 to go. 2. We're back into our next interval. It's a tuck. A little tuck front, a little tuck back. You're hopping feet together, forward and back. Forward and back. Keep this move, but as you go, take all the effort into the arms. Pull them back, push them front. Pull them back, push them front. As the legs hop front to back, the arms are doing all the work. Now put the work in the legs. All the work's in the legs as you're hopping front to back. You got 4 more. All legs. Then we'll put them together. Arms and legs as you hop front and back. The arms and legs are both working at their maximum. Come on. 4 to go. For 3, 2. Let's go back to that sit to stand. Sit down, stand up. Sit to stand. Sit, shoulders over hips as you come up out of the water. Hips are reaching away from the fingertips. Let's add that head look. As the hands reach front, look to your left. As the hands reach front, and look to your right. Do it again. Arms moving with the eyes now. As the head looks to the corner, that's where the arms are reaching. You should feel as if someone is pushing your chair from side to side on you. Just four more, sit to stand. Two to go. Okay, another interval, here it is. Side to side, jump. Just like earlier, but this time, it's side to side. Arms and legs moving in opposition. Hopping right, hopping left, side to side. Give me four more. After three, you're gonna keep the move, but the work is all in the arms. Let's do it, push and pull, side to side. Keep those arms working, that's it. Three to go. Two, give the arms a break. Let's work the legs as they push, side to side as you go. Can you make those hops a little bigger? Four to go, just three. After two, arms and legs now, they're both working. You got four to go. Come on, three. After two, we're back to a nice recovery. This one's a single leg balance. You're gonna stand on one leg, the arms out to the side. They're sculling for balance. Your leg is suspended behind you. Let's add circling arms. Pull the arms back and circle them front. Pull them back behind you and circle front. You should feel a nice stretch down the back of the leg. Now reverse the direction of those circling arms. Circle back, reach front. That's the way to do it. Soften the knee on the standing leg. A few more here. Now if you like, lift the toe on the standing leg. Feel a little deeper stretch down the back of the leg with those circling arms. A few more seconds on this leg. Let's change to the other side. Standing on the opposite leg now, knee is soft. Arms are out to the side, they're sculling arms. Get your balance, soften your knee. Now add those circling arms, pull the arms back, circle front. Pull back, circle front. Keep that nice length, but change direction. Circle back, reach front. This one's a little trickier to do. Try to stay balanced on that standing leg. Now keeping that knee soft, lift the toe on the standing leg. Deepen the stretch. Sit back into it a little bit more if you choose. Well done. Okay, come up to a nice and easy jog for me. Just get comfortable here. We're gonna go into our final interval set. For this one, we're gonna do all the interval moves we learned. Run, jack, ski, and jump. We got three rounds to go. Pace yourself. Here it is, get ready. Jogging is our first interval. Ready, set, let's go. Nice and strong. Push and pull the water. Come on, front to back. Reach and pull. Those legs are moving. You just have a few more seconds here. It's four, three, two, and relax. Show me that jumping jack. Jack out, jack in. Jack out, jack in. Nice and easy to start. Ready to take it up. Pick up the intensity. Let's go jack out, pull in. Arms are under the water. Arms and legs squeezing together with every jack. Come on, push and pull. Well done. Now easy ski. Front to back. Arms and legs are in opposition. Check the distance. Arms should be equal in front and back as they pull. Let's move more water. Show me a fist or a palm. It's just 15 seconds. You can do it. 4, 3. Now an easy jump, front to back. Soft on the landing, toe to heel. Preparing the body for a little bit harder work. Ready, set, let's go. 15 seconds, push front to back. Come on, jump a little bit further. Super job, keep at it. 4, 3, that's the end of round one. Go back to the run. Start with a nice, easy run. We're going into round two. Do you want to change your foot position? You learned a few today. Right foot forward, left. Feet wide, or maybe the toes out. You choose the one that you want to work at. You're ready for it? Here it is. In 4, 3, 15 seconds, go. Push and pull those legs up and down. Keep going, keep going. White water. 4, 3, jumping jack, start easy. Find that nice technique. Arms open, arms close. Legs going with the arms. Ready for it? Take the intensity up. Let's go jack out, jack in. Come on, you're almost at the finish line. You can do a little bit more work than that. Super job, easy ski now. Easy. Soften the legs, soften the arms. Take a breath here. Nice little recovery. And push, pull, more water. Come on, you can do it. You made it, side to side jump. It's a little hop to start. You're going right and left. It's nice and easy. Ready, set, and go. Bigger jump, side to side. Up and down, up and down. Get those knees up, get those heels up. As big as you can go. 4, 3, 2, and take it back, easy run. Easy run. Here it is, this is round three. This is it, gang. Give it all you got. In 4, 3, power run, go. Nice and easy, jumping jack, out, in. It's your final round, jumping jack. Move more water, go. Go, bigger. 4, 3, you're almost there. 2. And it's a ski, nice and easy. It's your final ski, 4, 3, in and moving more water, let's go. Push, pull, come on. You can do it, push, pull. Come on, come on to the finish. Well done. Moving into our final warm down, start in a lunge position, the right foot forward. You're circling the arms under the water, creating a current just in front of the belly. As your arms are circling, lower the body down and then lift the body up. You're staying in that lunge position. You're just lifting and lowering slightly. Feel a deepening in the stretch as you lower the body down. Now stay in that lunge position and reach the arms side to side, right and left. As you reach, you should feel the body tipping side to side, a nice lateral bend. Now take two hands and reach them up to the front and back. Soften the wrists. Lead with the wrists on the way forward and on the way back. You should feel a nice stretch through the fingertips, shoulders, all the way through the body. We're going to keep those arms moving and we're going to add a knee lift. Stretch the arms forward. Now lift the knee as the arms pull down. Stretch the arms forward. Lift the knee as you pull the arms down. Stretching through the whole body, but creating a little balance work at the same time. Back into that lunge position. Arms are now just below the surface, opening out to the sides and back front. Sweeping open and back to the front. Let's change sides. Left lunge, circling arms again, just below the surface. They're creating currents. Add that lowering down and lifting up. You're deepening the lunge stretch and then coming out of it. Deeper stretch and then lift up a tiny bit. This time stay in the deep lunge and reach the arms side to side. Feel the stretch through the trunk as you reach. Now two hands reaching front to back. Remember the arms are soft. The stretch is coming through the whole body, all the way through the trunk, down to the hips, down to the ankles. Let's add the knee lift. Arms reach front. As they come down, lift the knee. Do it again. Arms reach front. And then lift the knee as the arms pull down. Back into that lunge position. Arms just below the surface. They're sweeping open and close. Let's try the palms up on the way out and the palms down on the way to the front. Bring the feet side to side and soften the breath. Congratulations, you just completed a Wheat Coach interval workout. If you'd like to join me for 12 minutes of exercises for core strengthening and hip mobility, grab your noodle and let's get started.